Okay, doing a quick audio boo here for David. What I'm concerned with is that Liverpool at the moment is Labour, and we've been voting Liberal Democrat for the last 10, 11 or so years, and they've done a lot of good for our city, but for one reason or another, we've gone back to Labour. And I'm just wondering if you are, or at the moment, or are thinking in the future of looking at Liverpool as a sort of a case study to try to find out why it is that when things were going so badly for Labour on a national level, and things were going pretty well in Liverpool with the Lib Dems, somehow, for some reason, we've gone back to Labour. And nobody, absolutely nobody, wants to go back to the days of Derek Hatton in the 1980s. But nonetheless, for some reason, there seems to be an awful lot of support and optimism for Labour. I don't know if that's for Labour as it is, if there's some sort of optimism that there's going to be some sort of future policy that we'll all support. I think it's difficult to understand why it is that we all, or most of us in Liverpool, voted for Labour, and I want to know what you would do in the future to show us that you're thinking about us. There's a belief in Liverpool, the people, politicians in Westminster, really do not care about Liverpool and the north of England. And I'm not going to speak on behalf of the whole of the north of England. They can do that themselves. I want to speak on behalf of Liverpool and ask you specifically what plans, if anything, you have to show Liverpool that politicians down south are thinking about us and that we do have something to look forward to in the future, and that it's worth sticking with Labour rather than going back to the Liberal Democrats, who, as far as I can tell, have completely transformed Liverpool over the last decade. But for some reason, for one reason or another, we've gone back to Labour. Why is that? And what do you think the reason for that is?